Ben, can you talk about your progress, you know, your comfort level that you're developing as a first-time offensive coordinator, how that's gone for you?
Well, I'll say this, you know, 12 practices together, you know, versus defense. We've made some progress. The players are working hard, you know. They're excited to be here. They're dedicated. A lot of guys, you know, we all understand this is voluntary for most of it. We're in our mandatory mini camp now, but they made a commitment to the organization, and we're excited about that.
When you become a coordinator, is there a difference as far as, you know, when you can say things, you know, how much say you have in things? Was it a big difference between Green Bay and here for you at all?
Well, as a position coach, you're in a position of leadership, and you're really the head coach of your position. As a coordinator, the role grows. A coordinator position is a position of leadership, and that's how I look at it.
How would you say the guys are picking things up so far?
You know, they have a good feel for what we're looking for at this point. To say that we have things mastered after 12 practices, you know, by no stretch of the imagination do we have everything mastered, but they understand the identity that we're looking for,
sure,
moving forward, and it'll be exciting to get them back here and get some pads on.
How similar and or different is, when you look out on the field and you look at some of the stuff you're running, how similar or different is it from them what you were doing in Green Bay?
It's a combination, you know, of a couple systems. You know, the Giants have been playing good offense here for a long time, and you know, coming in here, it's an honor to be here. Come from a system that's different than what they've run in the past here, and we're trying to merge the two together and get the best of both worlds.
You've got an interesting weapon in Trendon Holiday. You know, a guy who really doesn't have too much experience offensively. You're trying to work him into that role at all?
What type of role would that be?
Just playmaker, I guess, you know, something that
got
him
the ball space. We'll take all the plays we can get from anybody out there. But, you know, Trendon has a special skill set. He has some speed. He has some quickness. He's done a nice job in there as a receiver also in the slot, making plays and also doing some things outside. So he's been a pleasant surprise.
Ben, are you starting to see the offense develop the type of personality you're looking for?
Right now, we're trying to get better every day. We're making small strides. Our identity, we want to be sound, smart, and tough, and we want to be committed to discipline and poise. At this point in time, we're not there, but we're getting close.
How's it been to work with Eli?
It's been great. Outside looking in, always admired Eli. Had some rough days versus Eli in the past, but I admire him as a pro. He's a smart player. I like the way he thinks about the game, and I'm excited to see him grow.
How much input does Eli have? And, you know, you're obviously still developing and tweaking that playbook. How much influence and, you know, say or preference does he have? Is he able to give?
You know,
would you like him to give?
Yeah, Eli and I will work hand in hand, as will the other coaches. And we always want the input of the guy under the center. And he's going to be a big part of the things we do here.
You talked about merging kind of the old offense and this offense. How much understanding of what the offense was here did that involve for you? I mean, did you have to watch a lot of what the players used to do before you came here?
Oh, it's just a lot of input. You know, we put a lot of time in together. The staff has been great. You know, a lot of us haven't worked together in the past, but it's a talented staff, a high character staff. And we've spent a lot of time together before the players got here. It was a little bit of an extended off season, and that helped us, you know, as coaches. You know, certainly you want the players here as soon as you can get them here, but we spent a lot of time together and tossed around the ideas. You know, we all like football, we all love football and enjoy talking about it, and that helps, and that goes a long way.
Henry Hanoski said he was extremely excited when you got hired because the way you used John Kuhn there and everything. Do you see a role for Hanoski in this offense, and would it be similar to the one that John Kuhn had for you guys in a?
You know, Henry and John have both done a nice job. We're in and out of personnel groups and those types of things at this point. Mm-hmm. And you like to use the fullback. You know, the way I was raised, a fullback's a big part of the things you do. And you know, Henry and John have both done a nice job so far.
Ben, Tom Coughlin makes no secret how he feels about turnovers and how much they affected last season here. In your offense and in your teaching, is there a way to minimize turnovers?
Well, first things first, this will be our offense. This is going to be the Giants' offense, not my offense. You know, watching the film from last year, it's no secret they didn't protect the ball as well as they would have liked to. And we've made strides already, I believe, this offseason in doing that. And the fundamentals are a big part of it. Decision-making is a big part of it. And yes, it can be fixed, and yes, it will be fixed.
Early on, what are your thoughts of the guys you have playing tight end right now, Robinson, Denell, anybody kind of separate themselves from the pack a bit in your mind?
I think we have a nice group right there. We have big men in the room. I like the way they think about the game. I like the way they're moving around out on the field. And when we get the pads on, that's when we'll really know where we are.
Ben, Tom has a strong background, obviously, as an offensive coach. How much does it have to help you being here with all the merging you have to do and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I said this the first time I was interviewed after, we decided to take the job was, this is a class organization and one of the classiest organizations in professional sports, and we had a chance to work for a Hall of Fame coach and with a Super Bowl type MVP quarterback and a locker room that has a ton of character and a coaching staff that has a ton of character. And that's something that we're all going to lean on. We're all going to lean on each other.
I would imagine it's been a pretty whirlwind last 5 months for you. How are you going to spend the time now until training camp?
Yeah, it feels like week 32, but, it's been exciting. It's been an exciting time. It's been a very fast time. Spent a little bit of time away from it. Try to get some work. I have young kids. They'll take naps and get some work done. It'll be good to see them, though. But we'll get away for a little bit.
Talk about how the players are coming along with all the new stuff. How about you personally? Do you feel like you're developing as a coach in your new role, and what kinds of things are you finding are challenging about that?
Yeah, I'm not spending a bunch of time worrying about myself. I like to, do what I can to lead by, leadership through service is probably the best way to go, and do what I can do to help the coaches and the players around me.
But you will be the game day play caller on offense?
Yes.
And that is a new role for you, right?
Yes.
So how do you prepare for that challenge?
I've been groomed for the position. It's, the way we've handled it in the past, Mike does a tremendous job calling plays in Green Bay and works with Aaron, works with the offensive coordinator, and works with the quarterback's coach. And at the end of the day, you set the plan and you go out, you stick with the plan, and you have to be ready to make adjustments on the fly.
Is there a way to get used to doing that, though, beforehand? Is there any sort of practice or preparation you can really do, or is it sort of you just have the knowledge base and then you have to actually get in there and do it?
Yeah, you have to prepare for everything you do to be successful in this business. And calling plays is no different. But you have to put the time in. And it's the planning. It's the planning with everybody on the staff. It's the planning with the quarterback. And it's trying to be one step ahead of the game there.
Do you prefer to be on the field or in the box when you're calling, or when you're going to be calling plays?
We haven't spent a bunch of time talking about it, but all early indications are I'll be down.
You had a lot of close relationships in Green Bay with Mike and Aaron. Mm-hmm. How important is that for a coach, and how how quickly can you get that going here with Eli and the other guys?
Relationships, building relationships and having strong relationships is an important part of pro football. It's difficult in year one to do that. You usually have to go through some things together to develop a strong relationship, so that takes time.
Once you were hired, did you feel like you had to then sell yourself to someone like Eli, who has won 2 Super Bowls, or is that one of those things that just has to come over time?
We have a value system that we believe in, and humility is one of those values. Respect is another, and dedication is a third. And Eli is very humble. And, he's a guy that he's very anxious and very excited to be a part of something. And he didn't have the year that he wanted to have last year. So we didn't talk about this, but from what I see, is a guy who is a consummate pro and is excited to move on.
So, Ben, did you feel like you were bringing some kind of culture shock to the offensive side?
No, I feel good about where I've been and the direction we're headed. Maybe some folks who've been here in the past feel that way, but I'm not someone to go out there and shock the world. I think that football's a simple game. Yeah, you take care of the football. If you're a fundamental team and you're sound and you're smart, you have a chance to win on Sundays.
What have you learned about Rashad Jennings and how you can use him?
Rashad Jennings, he's he's someone I have a tremendous amount of respect for. He came in, he shows up, he's ready to work every day. I think he has a nice skill set for the position. I think he's a young man who is very focused in the way he goes about his business, and I look forward to seeing him grow this year.
And same question.
We've got time for two more questions.
Reuben Randle.
Reuben Randle? Yep. You know, Reuben's had a very productive offseason. He's a smart player, and he's caught on to things pretty well. And I'm excited for Reuben.
And the screen game, what are your thoughts on that? What's your philosophy on the screen game?
Is to get some completions and win the down. Slow down the pass rush.
Okay.